This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Congress does not like new White House rules demanding states funnel federal funds to Planned Parenthood after 100 House and Senate members demanded redress of the Obama administration rule changes. President Obama and HHS Secretary Burwell are thumbing their noses at Congress. Many states and Congress, apparently, want money directed away from specific abortion providers credibly alleged in specimen for sale scandals to be violating the law. Kellogg's cereal company is plunging headlong into a list of poorly performing companies who are pulling ads from conservative and pro-life news outlets. Reporting on the move, Breitbart News is relying on its readers that comprise about 15% of the U.S. population to stop buying Eggos, Frosted Flakes, and other Kellogg products. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
If contraception was ever about stopping pregnancy or making things better in the world, there would be a male pill. And it would be something other than a hormone pill that is a true threat to the environment, even in our sewer outflows. But this is not stopping women on The View from criticizing Trump nominee for HHS, Representative Tom Price. Price opposes federal funding for the pill. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.